Welcome. Thank you for spending this time with me and with yourself. I would also like to open this meditation by saying that when we come to practice, it's not just for ourselves. It's for everyone, for all beings everywhere. Maybe we can begin this moment by feeling that any realizations, any grace that we receive through this practice may help with the awakening, with the suffering around our planet, all planets. So setting ourselves up, getting comfortable, sitting cross-legged on the floor or on a chair with your 2 feet on the earth, deconditioning any idea that there is only one way or a right way to be. Just for now, feeling that there is your way. As you settle in, as you nest in, feeling the contact of your body spreading and widening across the surfaces behind you or beneath you. Anchoring yourself. And even before you close your eyes, let's begin with a few deep, slow breaths into the belly. To remember that you are alive. You are breathing. As you allow yourself to fully arrive into this unprecedented moment, feeling the sensations of your buttocks in contact with the earth, allowing your awareness to drop out of the busyness of the mind, down through the torso and into your foundation, your base, your legs, your thighs, your feet. Not thinking about the feet, but just feeling those points of contact, the points of groundedness, of centeredness, and allowing yourself to rest there, feeling so supported, this inherent holding of the earth. And with that, only when the time is right, with infinite gradualness, maybe after a few long, slow blinks, your eyes may close. And once you do, feeling the energy at the backs of the eyes awaken, as you start to direct what you see and what you sense down from the inside of your being, all the way down into your left leg. Just bathing your left leg in your awareness, feeling the tingling, any sensations of aliveness. Not thinking about your left leg, just sensing into it. And as you notice your awareness maybe moving back into the mind, thinking, just very kindly and gently acknowledge that and return back to the left leg, the left foot. And now, dancing your awareness to move into your right leg, feeling your right leg spreading, the fabric of your skin widening across the earth, being held, supported by the ground. Feeling the alive, the tingly sensations in the left leg and in the right leg. And see now if you can hold both of your legs at once together in your awareness, merging your mind with the points of contact of your being, your body, with the ground behind you, beneath you. Your legs like clay spilling and molding to become one with the earth. Maybe even imagining or visualizing roots growing out of the base of your spine, out of the soles of your feet, these tendrils, these umbilical cords flowing down into the earth several feet, several meters beneath, tethering you to her. As we build these neural foundations of open, alive, and restful presence. During the meditation, if you become distracted by thinking, you can always return to this earthing, to this centering of buttocks, of feet, of flesh, merging with the skin of the earth. So allowing this groove to really set in, feeling fully alive and fully at rest, feeling meditation as an embodied practice. All healing, all spiritual awakening, all realization as embodied realization. And inevitably your awareness, your attention will start to move upward, upward, upward into the realm of thinking. We're so conditioned and wired to interpret our experiences. But the invitation for this moment is to participate in your embodied experience, in your embodied vulnerability, the open, raw presence that you are. From this grounded, connected place, if it feels right, you can now let go of the awareness of your feet and your legs. And just begin to invite in the mystery. To start to commune with soul, with spirit. To invite the self to bring whatever it is into the field of your awareness. To invite in whatever wants to be touched, that wants to be met, that wants to be held in your tender embrace. So start to notice what comes alive for you. What sensations? What is happening in this body? This environment that you find yourself in, this miraculous landscape, this open field of beauty, of abundance and wildness that is your interiority. The ever shape-shifting and evolving nature of prana, of chi, of your life force, constantly erupting, dancing, surging, shimmering, aching, burning inside you. Invite all of it in. Welcome all of who you are. Without skipping over anything, without missing a sensation. Instead, can you become even more curious about what is arising, moment to moment? Each one of these sensations, these emotions, these memories, allow them to be information, data, these messengers of life. As we invite them into this field of presence, we get a sense that there is no such thing as an imperfect moment. In fact, what if this very moment contained everything you needed to know about the truth of your life, the truth of yourself? The truth of love, the truth of God. Not the mind's version of these things, but of course, the heart's version, the body's version. That which is raw, this inherent completeness being born into right now. So feel into whatever is bubbling up to the surface to be met, tenderly embracing yourself in that vast, ever-expansive field of your own presence. Whether that's mind activity, emotions, raw physiological sensations, contraction, opening, emptiness or fullness, speed or pressure. Can you feel it? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? Congratulations, you are alive. You are fully alive, an open experiential being made manifest in human form. Somehow sandwiched here, right here, between the miracle of the earth and the heavens above. Can you allow yourself to have an experience? This experience. An experience that will never be quite the same ever again. Holding yourself, spending time with yourself, caring for yourself, loving yourself in the way that nobody else can for you. Touching the thoughts as they arise, holding the images, tending to the feelings. The quality here is one of holding, as if you were holding a tiny little baby that had just come into the world, as it makes its presence, its divinity known. No need to understand what's moving through you. No need to change it, but simply and powerfully to permeate it with presence. The invitation is into a conscious, embodied kind of relationship with our experience. This is the key. This is the doorway. This is the answer to the question of how. How do I do it? How do I awaken? How do I transform? How do I heal? How do I live this life from my deepest truths? A conscious, embodied kind of relationship with what arises. Because this is the essence of neuroplasticity, of encoding new circuitry in the nervous system, in the brain, in the heart, while we write over those old pathways of distraction, of denial, of repression. And once again, if you notice yourself becoming distracted or caught up in thinking about the busy day you've had or what's on your to-do list or what's for dinner or when the meditation will end, just gently notice that. Just this noticing, this is the key. Lost and then found. Lost and found again. This is the essence of this practice, of this work. This miracle of awareness, of seeing how in one moment we've left the divinity of the body. The miracle of embodied attunement, of aliveness. And once again become tangled up in our old conditioned narratives, the mind's interpretation of this moment. And it's so beautiful, really, it is. It's so very human. But to meet this with grace, with curiosity rather than attack. To not think that I've done the meditation wrong, I've failed, oh, I can't stop thinking. The goal of this meditation is not to stop thinking. The goal of this path is to fully participate in the unfolding of love, the unfolding of God in your body. And if you feel you need, you can always return to the resourcing. Your legs, your buttocks, your back, one with the earth beneath you. But there's a trust that you're doing it right, a knowing that there is nothing to fix, there is nothing to replace. Instead, can you simply trust the unfolding of this experience, this non-ordinary moment, unique to any other, to receive the wisdom of this moment, of these downloads of sensation, of information, of data exploding on your nerve endings. These visitors of temperature, of texture, longing for integration, longing for reorganization into the vast and the untamed territory of your heart, your mind, and the fertile soil of your body. So rest now, opening your awareness to meet what it is that wants to be touched in this moment. Daring to realize that no mistake is being made. Thinking, feeling, emotions, images, urges, impulses. All of this is portal. All of it is the path. All invitations back home, back into the mystery that is you. The final phase here is now to surrender. To let go of any techniques, to undo any efforting, even the effort to stay present. Can you completely give yourself over to this moment? Allowing yourself to participate in the love that is all around you, the love that is unfolding inside you in every single moment of your life. Whether you are aware of it or not, you are loved. Whether you feel you are deserving of it or not, you are being held. In every moment of your life, you are being breathed into being. And so for this part of the practice, if you feel drawn, you can summoning up from your heart an image, a visual picture of someone that you deeply cherish, or perhaps someone that loves you. It could be your child or a family member. Could be someone that's left this world. It could be an animal, a creature, a spiritual teacher. It could be someone, something from the natural world. A mountain, a tree, or the earth herself. And to feel now this one out in front of you. This being looking back at you, holding you in their gaze, in their benevolent, loving field of presence, without your needing to change it, to understand it, to be different in any way. Allow yourself to receive that flow of love, of grace from this one. Allow their benevolent gaze to penetrate your heart, to fill the vessel of your holy body. Allow their love to be received in the form of light flowing through you, filling you with that golden essence of presence, of unconditional compassion. Feeling yourself as an open vessel, a deeply receptive vessel for this radical form of love to come alive, to completely receive from this open, this willingness to participate, a willingness to become curious and participate in the unfolding of our ordinary experience. This is the doorway into the realm of the extraordinary. To get glimpses of the miracles of being hidden within our very raw and very real human day-to-day experience. So allowing now the meditation to dissolve. Dissolving all of these words and techniques and suggestions and imagery. And allowing yourself to rest. Feeling held. Feeling safe. Feeling loved. Cradled in the womb of now. Nothing to add on, nothing to take away. There is no such thing as an incomplete or imperfect moment. Being as you are, so complete. Slowly, as you are ready, without any rush, without imposing anything on this moment, maybe we start to call ourselves back. Feeling once again, buttocks, thighs, feet on the earth. The breath feeding you from within. Taking time to introduce subtle flickers of movement. And taking as long as you need before opening your eyes.